T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. It's Led Zeppelin week here on the show. Fool in the Rain. We are back. We are attempting to reach Mark Sassley.
Whatever his name is.
Apparently he's changed his number. So if you know this guy, you better get to him and have him call us at 869-1240.
He was the first guy to qualify.
He was the very first guy to qualify.
Way back in February, but you change your number, you tell us, Mark. That's kind of how
I don't think that he probably put that at the top of his list.
Yeah.
So we'll give Mark a few minutes to call in.
Well, now anybody can be Mark Sassel.
No, I can judge.
You can
I remember what Mark sounded like when he hears it. Yes.
I defy you to
I have photographic ears.
It's too bad if we don't get Mark Sassel.
Well, I'm going to be upset with you.
Well, is it my fault?
Because we should have had this all vetted before we even came in here today.
But if he changed his number, there's no way to get a hold of
him. We should have already known that he changed his number.
But there's no way to know that.
If you texted him and it bounced back.
It didn't bounce back.
It didn't bounce back.
No.
Did anybody answer it?
No, but not everyone answers my texts. I figure they just get them and say, okay, I'm playing then.
Well, we'll give it a couple minutes.
I don't feel good about it.
I don't think Skinner would feel right advancing with a forfeit.
Maybe Skinner.
And I can't stand forfeits.
Maybe Skinner would finally let go of his injustice in the finals 800 years ago.
No, I don't want him to let go. Skinner, how are you? Let's pod Skinner in here so we can have a conversation with the youngster. Skinner, are you there?
Yeah, I said I'm rough.
It looks like you could potentially have a forfeit victory coming your way, unless you want to take on a random participant. I'll leave it up to you.
No, for getting screwed over all the years in the past, that's called justice.
All the years?
1 year, and that was made up to you, and you weren't going to win anyway. But other than that, it's all good.
Arvin Bad News Barnes, don't forget it, Big Bob.
So I'll give it here another minute or two. It doesn't appear to me that Mark is going to get in here and participate.
They had 10 minutes, so whatever.
Well, what's your judgment, Jeff? Do we award the match to Skinner?
30 seconds. Let's count it down.
30 seconds. We're counting it down.
20. 10,
20.
5.
When my clock turns to 4:45, you are officially the winner of your first round match. But after that, I am going to make you play and see how you would have done.
Did I play Skinner? I don't know the category.
Yeah, you play Jeff, and you do, Matt, you do move on, okay?
Yes, I abide by the rules as usual.
All right, Skinner is the winner. He is officially moving on to the second round with a forfeit victory. The category in his exhibition match with Jeff is college football / NFL. I want to know the 16 schools in college football that had the most players on NFL rosters in 2018, 25 or more players on an NFL roster. Skinner, you're first.
Say it again. What year?
In 2018, most players on an NFL roster in 2018.
Would that be last year?
That's correct, yes.
Alabama.
Alabama had 44. Jeff?
I'll say Florida.
Florida with 38, number 3. Skinner?
Ohio State.
Ohio State had 36. They're number five. Mark, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Here I am. Miami.
Miami number four, also at 36, tied with Ohio State. Skinnerd.
Hang on. Did he say Miami of Ohio or Florida?
I took it to mean Florida.
I want to combine the two of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the way I always get this. But anyway, Michigan.
Michigan. Michigan is 26 players, barely made it. Jeff?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame also with 26. We go to round four tied. The schools with the most players on NFL rosters last season. Skinnerd.
USC.
USC with 32. Jeff?
Auburn.
Auburn. It's about time. 28. We go to round five tied. Skinnerd.
LSU.
LSU second with 40. Jeff? Uh-oh.
This is where it starts to Florida State.
Florida State is 33. We go to round six. We still got six schools left that have not been guessed. Skinnerd.
Penn State.
Penn State. Penn State is not correct. They had 24. Jeff.
Oh, boy. This is not easy at this stage of the game. I'll say Ole Miss.
Ole Miss? Are you out of your mind? They had 22. We go to round seven.
Is that off the board or
yes,
not?
Yes. You got to have 25 or more.
Okay.
Skinnerd?
Texas,
24. Didn't quite make it. Jeff?
Oklahoma.
23. Didn't quite make it. Skinnerd?
UCLA,
27 is correct. Jeff?
Oregon.
Oregon. Is Oregon correct? It is not.
Ah.
And Skinnerd, you win your exhibition match. You're into the second round. Congratulations.
Can I say something to Jeff?
Yes.
Jeff, you're a loser.
Now, why are you picking on Jeff, Skinnerd? Thank you. We appreciate it. All right. Let's
he faded away.
All right. Thanks to Skinnerd. Let's get to Shannon, who is our expert on tennis, at least according to Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Well, I know a little bit about tennis. Yeah.
Wait, we need an expert. Not a little bit.
I'm just trying to be nice about it.
Okay.
I know a lot about tennis. Now, what's the problem? You're saying that the top...
You got a bad connection. I'm saying that Federer, Nadal, and Djokovic are the three best players in the history of men's tennis.
I think you've got to throw in a Rod Laver. Amateur winning all those.
Roger Federer would beat Rod Laver almost near death.
Well, you got to go off of how many years ago. But like, think about it. These other guys you named, Agassi, Connors, McEnroe, Borg, they wouldn't stand a chance against the athletes today in tennis. They really wouldn't. Now, they had no one to go against. You can't really take the Borg at his best against Nadal. I think that Nadal would smoke. And these guys are so much stronger, faster. The ball's different now. I mean, the rackets are different now. But I think the top five, you're always going to see Federer and Djokovic there for sure with Rod Laver. And I think Sampras should be there. He was king of the courts for a long time.
Well, listen, I think these three are the best, and I've not been persuaded otherwise. That doesn't mean
I persuaded you.
They're the only three greats, but they're certainly, in my estimation, the three greatest players in the history of men's tennis.
I did have something I wanted to say. I know you had some bad calls at the beginning, and it was awful. This was brought up in the morning show. Someone said something about could a regular tennis guy win a point off Serena Williams? And probably couldn't, but here's the argument. And then they kind of shut me down because they weren't happy about it. You could take the top 300 guy in the world, number 300, and he would smoke Serena 6-0, 6-1. And I'm just giving Serena a game because she might get a few lucky points. What do you guys think about that?
Well, listen, the number 300 player in the world is still a great player, but Serena, I'm going to go ahead and give her a little more credit than you are, Shannon. I think she's otherworldly in her abilities.
I wish they would do that match because McEnroe said it 10 years ago. he could beat Serena at that time, and I really think he could have. The men's game is so much more powerful than the women's. They wouldn't even have a chance to get to the ball.
Thanks. I appreciate the call. What do you think?
I don't know. It's probably the men would have a big advantage there, but that's not a game that they play. It's a different game. The women play a different game. They play three sets.
What? That's your comeback to that?
What were the schools?
Do you even listen to the show?
Not really. What were the schools we missed? That's what I've been thinking about.
I mean,
really?
Do you even listen to the show?
That we missed.
What a ridiculous statement.
Like about four of them, right? There couldn't have been many.
We didn't mention Ohio State.
Skinner said them.
Oh. We didn't mention Georgia, yeah. Stanford, Tennessee, and Iowa.
I was going to say Tennessee, and I should have thought of Georgia.
Why didn't somebody think of Georgia?
How's Oklahoma not on that list?
Well, they're not quite there. They have 23. You had to have 25 to make the cut.
That's unfortunate.
I'll tell you what, I don't want another forfeit, and I'm holding you accountable.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, it is. Make sure these people are in.
I don't know how else to get a hold of Mark Sassel.
This Mark guy, you missed your opportunity. I don't know, but did he move? Did we try to find him on Facebook?
Here's
what you do as a reporter. You look long and hard for these people.
Then go find him.
Mark Sassley. I see a Facebook. He hadn't even been on Facebook.
Right, he's not on
Facebook. Does this guy exist?
Probably not.
If somebody can get produce Mark Sassley, S-A-S-S-L-E, or Sassel, for this show today.
And who knows if that's really his name. I mean, we love Max, but his writing leaves a bit to be desired.
Now you're throwing Max under the bus?
I absolutely am, yes.
Max wants a piece of you anyway.
He does.
And there is no question who would win that battle.
You think?
Oh,
I don't
my.
Think Max can move.
That wouldn't even be. Yeah, that would be. I don't know how Serena would do against number 300. I know how you'd do against Max.
I don't think Max can move.
I love how you look over at him like, is he coming over?
No, I didn't. Is he, though?
You have a completely inflated opinion of your strength.
I don't think Mark Sassel will ever be heard from again on this show.
Does anybody know him?
No, he's got a 620 number, so he doesn't probably live in Wichita. So I don't think, and I'm also worried about Gary Kral, who is the second person to qualify. He plays tomorrow.
Well, let's reach out to him.
I will.
Now.
I will. I can't do it during the show.
Well, okay, when we take a break, reach out to Gary Kral.
I'll text him tonight like I text everybody.
Make sure he know. How do you put things off?
What do you mean?
Are you my son? I've never put anything off in my life.
Okay, then you produce me Mark Sassel. He better be on the show tomorrow. If you have that capability.
I'm not saying I'm saying I would have checked into it. I would have known coming in here today that Mark Sassel
was. How would I have known?
By trying to reach him. Hey,
I
couldn't get a hold of Mark Sassel. I don't know what's going on. Maybe we need to try something else.
I just assume that you qualify for the World Series of Faceoff.
Let's take a break.
We've put it on Twitter. We've put it everywhere.
We'll be back.
It's on
Jive
you to
Talk
know.
Coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.